This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
So, just about to play their Melbourne leg of the Tegan and Sarah tour, I'm lucky enough to be chatting with Heather from the Jezebels. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me tonight, Heather.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. I imagine you're all jumping into bed early to get a good night's sleep for tomorrow's show.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the idea. But we've got to actually drive to Melbourne tomorrow and leave pretty early, so we probably should get a good night's sleep.
Oh, it is a long drive. So how's the tour been going?
Really, really well, actually. Yeah. They're just such a nice group of people, like Tegan and Sarah's the whole entourage that they have, and themselves. They're just such lovely people, and it's really great to work with such professional people.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good experience for us. So
what's it like to be touring with Tegan and Sarah themselves?
Pretty surreal. The crowds are just so big, and it's kind of like, you know, it's not normal for us to play to so many people, so it's pretty overwhelming at times, but it's awesome at the same time.
Fantastic. Now, can you tell them apart yet?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I definitely can. They have different haircuts now, which makes it easier.
Definitely. I think it's mandatory of all twins.
Yeah.
Now, you've released your new EP, She's So Hard, at the end of last year, and that had great success, and now you're doing this tour. Is this shaping up to be the year of the Jezebels?
hopefully it was built on, you know, what we've previously done this year, and hopefully we'll continue to keep building on it, but it's definitely been an awesome year, for sure.
Awesome. So is it time yet to give up your day jobs?
No, definitely not. Can't afford to do that quite yet, but that would be a great place to be at.
Most definitely. What are your day jobs?
I actually work in a bookshop.
Oh.
Hayley works in a pub. Sam works in a bakery, and Nick works in an office doing something or other at a computer.
All-rounders.
Yeah, we're quite a talented bunch.
You sure are.
Workers.
But never so talented as when you get on the stage. Now, I'd like to ask you a bit about your songs. The first single off your new EP, Hurt Me, is hands down my favourite song of the year. I'm not joking, full stop. It is my tea drinking song of the semester.
Awesome. You drink tea to it, do you?
Yeah, I have to have a bit of me time with a cup of tea, and you have like the one song. You can listen to it in any mood. I was speaking to someone at the station today who said they could listen to it when they were happy and when they are sad.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's definitely an amazing mark. Well, I know to have on me, but I'm sure I'm not the only one. How do you go about writing your songs?
It's a pretty long process for us, actually, because we all write together, so we kind of just lock ourselves into a room and try and come up with something, and then next time we do the same thing, we hate it, and then start again, and sort of just try and stick to something, really, and we all sort of add our own little parts. Hayley writes all the lyrics, and we all write our own parts, and sort of the structure of the song kind of thing, so... But it's definitely a long process because there's so many heads involved.
Yeah. Kind of two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of thing. Oh, well, that sounds fantastic. And the songs together sound an amazing collaboration. And you can definitely hear just in the intenseness of the vocals and your piano and then the drums and guitar as well. It's just fantastic.
Well, thank you.
It's been said that you direct your music at young women. Is that a conscious focus, or are you trying to communicate something to young women?
No, I don't think that's a conscious focus. Hayley and I definitely aware, and so are Sam and Nick, of, you know, the lack of women in that are supported within the music industry, for sure. And I've always loved women artists, and I guess you don't really see a lot of women in bands. Like, you see more sort of solo artists.
Definitely.
Type women. And, I don't know. I'm not sure what to say to that question, but I think we'd love for our music to be sort of to appeal to everybody, not just a certain type of person, but yeah,
definitely. Well, it certainly does that. Now, you have film clips as well to all of your singles. Who produces and directs those?
Actually, we're so lucky because Nick, our drummer, he lives with a guy called Mikey, who's been so amazing to us and helped do all of our film clips. And he's a good friend of all of ours, and he's studying film at the moment. So, I think we're just in a really lucky place with that kind of thing.
Most definitely.
So, yeah.
So I knew that you and Hayley met each other in primary school and you met the other guys at university.
Yeah.
Do you think that in some cases that was, I don't know, I don't want to sound cliched, but meant to be?
I don't know. I guess Hayley and I have sort of, we've never been able to, we've always been sort of like drawn to each other, I guess, in a musical way, and like always, because we've spent time apart and then, like, you know, in different places, different cities and stuff, and then we sort of always find ourselves together again playing music. So, in a way, it seems like it's meant to be, but I'm not sure, yeah.
That's fantastic. So after you finish this tour, what's the plan? I mean, you released both your EPs in a short time. Can we expect another recording soon? Maybe an album?
Actually, we're going to do another EP, because we've got this idea of doing, for some reason, I don't know how this idea occurred, but to doing like a trilogy of EPs. So our third recording will be another EP, and it'll sort of somehow be relating to the other recordings as well, and then hopefully we'll move on to do an album later on. But yeah, our EP will be recorded this year, definitely, for sure.
Fantastic, and that sounds like an awesome idea. Trilogy of EPs, a bit epic there.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I'll be the collector number one of all three of them.
Oh, yeah, you've got one fan.
Yeah, more than one. So, for your show tomorrow night, what can our viewers that are going along expect? I've seen photos of you covered in, I think it's fake blood.
What?
There's a photo.
That must have been a Halloween show with blue juice. No, we don't use, that's not a usual thing for us.
Not a usual? Oh.
Nah. Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, a bit disappointing, but then again not, because I don't want the body art to take away from the main focus. Yeah,
we're not that dramatic.
However, I do wish I was there. How did Blue Juice take on, did they participate as well?
Yeah, they did. They were even more extreme. I think they wrapped themselves up in toilet paper or something and pretended to be mummies.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
But that is definitely a show I wish I was at. But anyway, good luck with your show tomorrow night. I know that it will be a huge, huge success.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for talking to me today. Yeah. I'm really excited about this interview. I've been nagging the station, get me the Jezebels, for quite some time.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on your station.
Thanks.
To talk to you.
Thanks so much. Well, get a good night's sleep and have a safe drive tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
No, see you later.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.